Here to make sense of that announcement is our North of America correspondent, Erin Delmore.
Clearest way through it is to think of it as a 25% tariff on all cars not made in the United States, and no tariffs on cars made in the United States. He also made a mention that Americans would be able to deduct interest payments on their car loans from their taxes if their cars are made in America. You know, to me, one of the big things that stood out is he said he's not budging. He said that these tariffs are permanent and that he's not putting this forward as a negotiating tactic to try to get concessions from America's trade partners in future tariff negotiations. He said, this is permanent. We are going to bring domestic production, domestic manufacturing of cars and trucks back to the United States.
What about car parts coming into the U.S.? Is there any clarification yet as whether they may face import duties as well? Because that would be significant, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Here's why it would be significant. Car parts can come in from foreign suppliers, but they also are made in Mexico and Canada as well, and then cross borders into the United States, into U.S. production facilities for cars that look to be U.S. made. They look and purport to be American-made cars, but perhaps within the cars there are not American-made parts. Those are foreign-made parts. And so now the question, yes, is will they be tariffed? The best indication and reporting we have now is that the answer to that question is yes.
It is, yes, that appears to be the case.